Maybe we should play a worst of KSCO Saturday special.
That would be huge.
Yeah, really?
You want to?
Well, I mean, which one? I mean, we could decide. We should decide right now. I mean, we could put it out to the audience and say, which one would you like to hear?
They're going
to
say this one.
They're going to say this one? They're going to say this one that hasn't even happened yet?
Yep.
There's no guest. There's no nothing. I haven't even written down topics.
I guess.
I have one possible topic,
callers are like prophets that way.
All right. Well, all right, we'll wing it for a while, and if it gets really bad, I could plug into the iPod and just play some music or something.
That'd be nice. I saw the Da Vinci Code last night.
Did you really?
I did.
You like or you no like?
I thought it was all right. I never read the book.
Are you going to bother after you've seen the movie?
Nah, I'm cool.
Was it boring? Like I've heard, who was it?
I read a lot
O'Reilly
of, yeah.
said that it was pretty boring.
I read a lot of reviews where people were like, oh my God, it's so boring. And just, I heard reports of people laughing at the Cannes Film Festival, really dramatic parts and stuff. Didn't see it. I was like, what the hell are they talking about?
Uh-huh.
Where is this big, like, here's what I was expecting. A few years ago, they had a Romeo and Juliet remake with Leonardo DiCaprio and, Kate something or other. And, towards the end, when Juliet finds Romeo, or vice versa, I don't remember. I'm not a big Shakespeare guy.
Yeah.
At the end, when there's asleep and she finds out he's dead, this really silent, really long, silent, awkward moment. And every once in a while, she does that little hiccupy thing when people are sort of crying, but not really. And the audience in that movie was like just sort of weird and uncomfortable. And they started giggling and laughing because it was just like, you know, 3 minutes of silence. And I was thinking, okay, well, there's going to be a big, really super reverent reveal of what the Holy Grail is in the movie. And that's when it's going to happen because it's going to be so built up. And just nothing like that really happened. And I was like, no, maybe people in Europe are just like jaded art students or something like that. I was like, what the hell is going on? There's nothing really here.
So are you happy you saw it?
Yeah, I thought it was a fun diversion. I mean, I'm not like the biggest Da Vinci Code guy. I'm not the biggest Dan Brown kind of guy. I personally didn't see what the fuss about... from the religious crowd is. I was like, really? That's not it. It's like fiction.
Well,
it's like a conspiracy.
The religious crowd likes to fuss. What can
they do?
Say?
Here's like... Yeah. I wish people... It seems comical to me.
People
like,
are the way they are. Why don't you just be amused by it instead of wishing things were different?
Well, I am sort of... I see myself as sort of checked out politically as a spectator. I'm munching on Circus Peanuts and Dr. Pepper as I watch everybody just complain.
Well, what's
occasionally
wrong with
complaining
that?
Myself.
So,
no, it's
so
cool.
You're basically having a good time. Okay, now you told me how to play the Good Morning intro. We missed it last week, and it was just awful. It was the first time that ever happened.
Disgusting.
Oh, now you just said right click and then hit play.
That's right.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time. We've got tunes. Time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
Good morning, Monterey Bay in Central California. Welcome to your favorite radio station's premier Saturday program, the Saturday Special with MZ. And we're going to have an open mic Saturday special today where you're going to get to choose the topics. I don't even have any suggested topics. Well, I actually do have one. So stay with us for the next 2 hours. We'll have some fun.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Okay, now what about the rest of them? What about the rest of them? What about the hour one open and hour two phone? You know? It's too early for that. But how?
Hello, Dad.
Right, click it again. There you go.
Yeah. Right. You know, it's too early for the hour two phone. Where's the entry one?
Oh, the battle march.
Can you find it?
I might have it.
Can you find it in there and just do it? Sure. Who's on the telephone?
Yeah, Bud.
479-1080.
Wants to help us make this the
477-1340. Hey, Bud.
Bob.
Hi, Bob. You're on.
Well, since you're doing the worst of KSDO, I think it's only appropriate that I join in.
Oh, good. It's that Bob. It's none other than Mr. Logic himself. From Paradise, California, calling on Skype, probably, right?
Probably, yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah. You don't have Skype potted up, so I had to use the phone line.
Oh, how do I do that? I could just pot everything up and just see what happens.
Want me to call back on Skype?
No. And it's nice to have some voice to fill up the. For those of you who don't recognize the voice of Mr. Logic himself.
Mr. Logic was a very, very popular and influential and intelligent talk show host here on KSCO for many, many years. What happened?
Yeah, it's, this show, I guess, is going to be the worst of, because like a bad penny, I've come back.
Now, why did you go away? You moved away from Santa Cruz to Paradise, right?
Well, yeah.
Or is that a secret?
No, that's pretty well known now. I mentioned that on several of the shows already.
Why did you do that? I mean, why did you mention it, but why did you move away?
Why did I move away?
Yeah.
Well, actually,
we used to do the Thinking Machine. You have, you know, some members of the Thinkers Club that are number into the thousands now.
Well, I moved away because I actually did that years ago when I had my RV. I moved all over the country, literally. And so finally I decided to settle down someplace, and it just happened to be up here in Paradise.
Well, you sound all garbled. It's probably because of the Skype connection.
Well,
now,
probably.
I mean, what people will put up with for being free, you know. I mean, for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, Skype is spelled S-K-Y-P-E, and you can download it for free by going to Skype.com, www.skype.com on your internet connection. Download it into your computer for free, and what it will allow you to do is talk to anybody else who has also downloaded Skype into his or her computer anywhere in the world for free. For free. How do you like that?
But
it gets all, it sounds all disjointed sometimes, like Mr. Logic is sounding right now.
Am I bad right at the moment?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Remember that time we did a Bad Breath KSCO Saturday special, and you came and sat down, and you asked.
No.
Yeah, it was years ago. I was listening to it on the iPod. I was cracking up. I was going on a walk, and I was listening to this old Saturday special about everything you wanted to know about Bad Breath that we did for 2 hours on one Saturday special. I don't know, 10 years ago, something like that. 8 years ago, 6 years ago.
I've got a one-bit mind. It only goes back 1 year.
And you came in, and I asked you, I said, oh, Mr. Logic is here. Do you want to participate? He said, by the way, Mr. Logic, do you have bad breath? And you said, I don't know, do I? And I said, yes. That was one of the funniest moments. You know, what we need to do before we roll things up here, you know, whenever that is capture some of those golden moments and just put it out, you know, on a radio show or a podcast or something like that. But anyhow, so what do you have planned now? I mean, you're still doing fun things with computers, right? And you're going to be doing a Thinking Machine podcast and maybe a broadcast on KSCO or what?
Yeah, well, the next immediate thing, this afternoon, I'm going to be finishing up the contest I'm in with Google. They have the Da Vinci Code contest going. In fact, I went to see the movie yesterday. And this afternoon, I'll be participating in the finalist round for a chance to win trips to Europe and things like that.
Tell our listeners, you know, briefly what this contest is all about and why it started. It's to help Google get even bigger, right?
Well, basically, it's kind of a promo for the Da Vinci Code movie that just came out yesterday, and Google had a month long contest running where every day they would ask a question, and at the end of the 24 days, if you answered all 24 questions correctly, you would qualify to become a finalist in their final round, which is taking place as we speak. Actually,
were they fairly difficult questions?
Not real difficult. Some of them were a little tricky. Some of them took a while to solve, but most of them were pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
So anyway, I became one of the finalists, and so now I have to participate between the final round started yesterday at 10 o'clock in the morning and continues until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Now, any time in that 48-hour window, I have to get in there and sign in and answer 5 more questions. And whoever answers those 5 questions in the least amount of time is going to be the winner.
Cool. Wow. Yeah, and so I think it's going to be you. I really do.
Well, I doubt that.
Now, you're very, very modest, Mr. Logic, but I'm going to put it out to the audience. For those of you who know Mr. Logic, I mean, anybody who's not dead, who was, you know, who used to listen to you, I'm sure is and still listening to the radio station, will remember you, right? And I'm just going to put it out there. I mean, don't you... If you were a betting person, whoever's listening right now, if you were a betting person, wouldn't you bet that Mr. Logic will emerge as the winner, as not just a finalist, because there's, what, 10,000 finalists?
Well,
you're
yeah,
telling me there were a lot of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think you're going to emerge the winner, and that you're going to become a very famous person as a result of that.
There's a number of reasons why I will not become the top number one.
Well, are you gonna throw the match, as it were?
No, I won't have to do that, I'm pretty sure. But I've been looking on the internet, and there's been a lot of discussion about this contest on different blogs and different websites. Apparently, the consensus of opinion is that this contest is actually nothing more than a lot of hype on the part of the movie producers, and that they actually don't anticipate anybody collecting the top prize.
That would be terrible. Well, maybe the question will be so difficult that no one will, even you.
No, there's only five questions, and there are players who already played it, and they finished it, so it's not impossible.
Oh, I see.
The problem is that there's a tax associated with the top prize. Whoever wins it's going to be shackled with $40,000 in taxes.
Well, but if there's more than that left over, it's worth it, don't you think?
Well, the question is the prize even worth that much money? They're anticipating, I suspect, that whoever wins the first prize is going to decline the prize, in which case
why?
Someone's going to come out. Well, because of the money, the financial aspect.
You mean because it's smoke and mirrors and it's actually just a big sham or scam?
Yeah, that's
what's the difference between a sham and a scam? Whatever, I think both words apply or might apply here.
Probably, but the problem here is that the taxes are so high, and I think Sony is anticipating that. So that they're hoping that they're going to not have to pay out the prize, but simply get all this nice free publicity that they've been getting for the past month or so.
Pretty smart. It even got Jay and it got you to go view the flick, you know?
Yeah, I don't see movies very often, but I figured that...
That's true. I was thinking about that. You hardly ever go to see a flick.
Well, this one sounded pretty good. For a number of reasons, because I wanted to find out what this encryption thing was all about, since I'm pretty much into encryption and puzzles and stuff like that. And the movie had lots of, I wouldn't call them puzzles to be solved, but it was a lot of mystery to the movie that you had to, as part of the theme of the show. They had deciphering Fibonacci sequences and things like that.
Well, do they ask questions like you used to ask on your show, like, is abortion murder, yes or no, and there is an answer? Remember that?
Well, but they don't ask that in the movie, of course. I mean, they're dealing mostly
not in the movie, but, as this contest that you're talking about.
Oh, no, the contest is basically divided into, like, six parts. They have a chess puzzle. They have a Sudoku, where you have to, if you play the Sudoku games, you know what the rules of that are. They've got what they call an observation puzzle, where you have to watch a movie clip and answer questions. And they have Google Maps, where they'll ask them questions about a location on Earth, and they'll give you a map, and you have to try to find out where the map is located, and then answer some questions about it. And depending on how tricky they want to make them, those can either be very easy or very tricky.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Okay.
So they're fairly straightforward. There's nothing really so far anyway. I haven't taken the final round, so
okay,
I can't say. But
I know you're very modest, as I've said before, and I think you're going to win. I really do. Stay on the line. We can talk to our good friend Liberty, who wants to talk about the Da Vinci Code. Don't you, Liberty?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, my daughter and wife read the Da Vinci Code, and they insisted that I read it, and I passed on it because I read the book that they got a lot of their material from, the Holy Blood, Holy Grail, and I read that about 10 years ago,
right.
And I was so fascinated by it that I could hardly put it down. I mean, I almost...
Once you put down that book, you never want to pick it up again.
Well, I read it in about 3 days, a couple hours a night, and I read through it, and I was just fascinated by it. And something that isn't brought up too often, my wife is Jewish, You're Jewish, I believe.
I certainly am, and very, very proud of it.
Yes, as well you should be. I would find it hard to believe that Jesus was not married, because in the Jewish tradition, a rabbi or a man of the cloth, as it were, is supposed to be married and be fully engaged in life and raising a family. Is that not true?
Well, probably, but I can't swear to that.
Well, I believe it is.
Okay.
And, of course, this week on the History Channel, they've been running a whole series of things relating to the Da Vinci Code, and they brought up that that was a fact for the Essenes, which some people believe that Jesus was a member of the Essenes. So, of course, I was brought up in the Bible Belt. My mother was a Primitive Baptist, and I was in and out of different churches as I grew up, because my family moved around, and there wasn't always a Baptist church nearby, so we'd go to the Church of Christ or the Methodist or whatever was available in whatever little town we were living in at any given time. And I, of course, went through my atheist phase when I was in a sophomore in high school, which I have since come to find is a very appropriate age to be an atheist. But if anything, this line of thought would bring me back into the fold. I could fully see being a Christian if
wait a minute, you're I got the feeling that you're no longer an atheist.
No, I grew out of that.
Yeah, okay.
Just feel like that.
So what are you now if not a Christian?
I sometimes say I'm a heretic and an infidel and a spiritual anarchist.
Yeah.
Religion
Logic is amused here. So.
Religion is the politics of spirituality, and I fully believe that one of the premises of the Da Vinci Code was that the heresies that the Catholic Church suppressed back during that period. One of the heresies was the belief that there were offsprings of Jesus, and that part of what the Catholic Church was trying to do was to suppress any competition to its apostolic line of succession.
You know, that does make some sense. It really does. I mean, it could be true, huh?
Yeah.
How will we ever know?
How will we ever know?
Yeah.
But it does make for very interesting speculation, and I'll go see the movie, although I hear that the movie is as bad a movie as the book was a book. The book got pretty much panned by the critics as far as the style.
For things that are so bad, you know, they certainly are financially successful.
A great premise, just poorly executed.
Hey, Liberty, thank you for calling. It was great to hear from you. We're going to move on to our next caller now, who will be none other than, we don't know yet because it's being screened. But anyhow,
I didn't think the movie was that bad.
You didn't?
Well, I mean, it wasn't terrific, but I mean, it wasn't terrible either. It was okay. I liked the music at the very end. I thought that was, of course, I liked that kind of ethereal music, so it was kind of interesting for that.
What does Billy have to say?
Hi there, guys.
Hello, Billy.
Hey, Mr. Logic. Nice to hear your voice, buddy.
Hey, hi. How you doing there?
I'm doing fine. So here's my my plan. You know, I'm anti-religion. I like to do anything I can to screw around with the major religions or...
And upset the people who are religious.
Yeah, exactly. So there's two films out that major religions have opinions about right now. One, of course, is The Da Vinci Code. And the other, not obvious to everybody else, would be Mission Impossible. The Scientology will get a lot of money from Mission Impossible. So here's what I do. When I go to see Mission Impossible, I actually buy a ticket for the Da Vinci Code. So that way the scientists don't get my money, the Scientologists, and I piss off the Catholics by giving more money to the Da Vinci Code.
I see what you're saying. You are a...
I'm a thief.
Well...
Yeah, a little small.
Okay,
you know.
All right.
I mean, I'm still paying my way into the movies, but I'm actually paying for a different movie. I'm going to a different movie than I claim.
No,
that way I deny the Scientologists and anger.
It's not being a thief.
Yeah, I know. I like being to think myself as a bad boy.
You snuck in or something. May I ask you a personal question, Bill?
Go ahead, buddy.
Do you have health insurance?
Yes.
Is it good health insurance?
I assume it is. So far, it doesn't seem to pay for anything. I pay for everything and the insurance.
So it's not very good then.
But no, I think
what do you pay for it?
How much is health insurance?
Yeah.
I don't know. My wife does that.
Oh, so you don't pay attention to any of that.
No.
Yeah, I thought I would bring that up as a possible topic for discussion on the Open Mic Saturday special because I spent the week going over our group health insurance plan here at KSU, which is very good, by the way.
What percentage does
it? Extremely expensive, you know, and it's all based on, well, I guess this is the way it is, you know, no matter who you have health insurance with, it's all based on age and so forth.
Mike?
Yeah.
What percentage does the employer, you pay, versus the patron?
We split it currently, but you know, I don't know if we'll continue to do that. We'll
because
see.
It's getting to the point where you can't expect the company to pick up the entire cost for health.
Oh, I know, and a lot of companies don't. Most companies don't offer it at all. Most small companies, and those that do, you know, put it. They will support it to the minimum required because it is outrageously expensive.
And yet, and that's and let's look
now,
at that.
Now,
for
example, so you have no idea how old are you, Bill?
I can find out in 10 seconds by asking the wife.
Yeah, ask the wife. And I also
I'm 58.
You're 58. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
let's say this before I get the facts on health insurance. Here's the reality. You know, health insurance is based on a what's called a pool, where a bunch of people get together, throw some money in, and then the sick ones get to take money out of the pool.
That's exactly right.
The bigger the pool, Michael, the cheaper the health insurance.
Uh-huh.
The less different pools there are, then the less administrative costs. The way it is now, having to have this entire business called insurance, having to have executives who as we've learned, you know, as your mom's last good editorial was about the CEOs ripping us all off.
Yes.
And, you know, that's a fact, Jack. And to pay them the
what
money
do you mean,
they
the
want
last
to get,
good one. They're all good.
You know, for them to steal as much as they want to steal, like that guy Scrooge did at HealthSouth, where he took hundreds of millions in a few years
Billy,
out of there.
Billy, this is wonderful, but I asked you a simple personal question that you said you would answer. Yeah, now, and I'm going to ask some other people that personal question because
insurance?
I want to know how old people are and how much they spend per month on their health insurance. And if they're happy.
Here you go, $15,000 a year.
For you and your wife?
Yeah,
or just you?
And it basically, and that doesn't pay for anything. That's only if I finally have my heart attack, then they'll really step up. But mostly, you know, you have these big deductibles, and we pay the first $1,000 a year on top of that.
Yeah, so for me at my age, and I'm 54, and they're just about ready to bump me up when I turn 55 in November. So I think I'm going to have like a 30% jump. But I'm paying $554 per month.
Woo!
Yeah, and so, well, wait a minute. I mean, I get way better coverage than you do because I have very, very good coverage.
Yep.
And it's less expensive because if I had a spouse that I don't, but if I do, and presumably the spouse would be about the same age, we would both currently be paying about $1,100 a month, which is a little less than you pay for better coverage.
Yep.
But anyhow. Yep. Anyhow, I was just amazed at how this adds up and I guess it has to because one day or one or two days in the hospital, you know, $30,000 or $40,000 goes down the toilet, you know.
But think about even how that has happened. What insurance does? It's so bad in so many ways. It removes people from paying the real price for something, and then when that happens, then the price can go up because it becomes a sort of a
artificial. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You know, people will go more often than they should to the doctor because they think someone else is paying.
Right.
And
maybe, yeah.
You know, they'll take, instead of taking generic drugs, they'll take the more expensive branded drug.
Billy, thanks for your call to the Saturday special. Got
to
move
Mike.
On. By the way, we do have full lines at 479-1080, but wide open lines at 477-1340. It's MZ at 1030. Mr. Logic is on the phone, too. May I ask you the same personal question, Mr. Logic?
Oh, I'm sorry. I had my microphone muted here.
Yeah. May I ask you same personal question I asked Billy Sunshine?
Which personal question?
Do you have health insurance, and how much is it, and how old are you?
I don't have health insurance.
You don't?
I used to, but it was a long story. My accountant was paying my bills years ago and didn't pay it, and so it got turned off.
But, well, you could have turned it back on, right? I mean, or couldn't you?
Well, not anymore. Maybe at one time, but it's probably too late for that now.
Oh, my God. Well, that's terrible.
I know.
Yeah, people who have assets, and I know you do, you know, can't afford to be without health insurance. I mean, but, and they're all, they come in all different flavors, you know. Some health insurance is expensive and some health insurance is inexpensive. And the inexpensive is really just for major medical. If there's a, if you have a catastrophic illness or injury, it'll kick in. Let's see. Oh, let's go to Doug Winfrey, who's at the, where they're fixing for the great parade, the great parade downtown. And Don and Soquel, stand by. We'll put you up next. But here's Doug. Hi, Doug.
Hello, Michael.
How in the world are you?
I am doing great. You know, you guys are talking about health care, and I was just talking to Big Gun Gordy down here at the parade at the sign-up area where we're getting ready to start the parade that's been sponsored by the Not This Time Vets.
Uh-huh.
And it's for all vets from, you know, World War One, World War Two, all the way through Korea, all the way through the Iraq War. And Big Gun just handed me a pamphlet that he's putting out. And this is on the VA clinic that's in Capitola. And so there might be a lot of VA members out there or former veterans that don't have any health care insurance. And that is located at 41st and Jade Street. And so he's got a bunch of pamphlets down here. If somebody wants to come by and pick one up, it's at the area where they have the registration.
Oh, good. Okay, and that's what cross street is that? Would that be Pacific and Cooper or
41st and Jade?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, geez. Wait a minute. That's where the parade is?
Hey. Yeah, and the address is 1350 North 41st Avenue, Suite 102, Capitola. And the phone number is 831-464-5519. And that's for any veterans that don't know whether they have any benefits or not. In fact, Big Gun Gordy just told me that he didn't realize he had any benefits, but he checked it out and found out that he did. And that's a good thing to know these days with the high cost of health care.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, now where is the parade going to be, the Not This Time Vets Parade? It's downtown Santa Cruz, right?
Downtown Santa Cruz on okay. Pacific Avenue.
Okay, because I want to head down there and catch it, and I think I'll be able to this year, right? Because doesn't it start right at about noon?
Right about noon, yeah. The uh-huh. staging area where we're getting started is right at Maple and Pacific Avenue, and they've got a whole bunch of, I think we're going to have a lot more people in the parade this year as we did last year. I, of course, drove the KSCO van at last year's parade, and we had a huge turnout. I was amazed at how many people turned out when you actually get onto the parade route, just both sides of the street, three or four people deep, you know, as far as you can see. Hundreds and hundreds of people showed out to support it last year, and a lot more publicity has been done this year as far as getting the word out, so we're going to expect a lot more people, and they are going to do a flyover for the parade, and they are going to even have more planes than they did last year.
Oh, my. Wow. Well, that's good, you know, because
this is quite an event. There's still plenty of time.
It's an event. KSCO has been behind big time.
So hopefully,
I'll just tell everybody, you know, you can, I'd start heading down there right now, and you can take the Saturday special with you because we're very mobile. Thank you.
That's true. That's the advantage of live radio.
And you'll
live
get to see, and you'll
radio.
Get to see, you'll get to see what Doug Winfrey looks like.
A lot of disappointment will be had in that area.
You'll get to see what Kay looks like, because she's going to be
right.
in the reviewing stand, I think, right? And,
yes,
and,
she
and
is.
The VIP, and you'll get to see what. Well, you don't want to know what I look like.
And also get to take a look at the KSCO van.
You'll get to see what that looks like.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Kay, I've actually had a couple of people so far stop by the van and tell me how much they love Kay's commentary. So a lot of support out there amongst the vets here of our radio station and Kay, one of our wonderful owners of the KSCO radio station.
Well, I gotta say, since it's downtown Santa Cruz, are there any scowling faces that you've seen? Because I'm sure there are people in downtown Santa Cruz normally that do not like Kay's commentaries at all.
I haven't heard from any of those people yet. They haven't.
Maybe they've scattered yet. Because, you know, to be there now would be almost be like they're supporting, you know, the veterans. And
well, yeah, they
God
they
forbid
probably are afraid
some of
to
those
show
people
up where all these veterans are because they know they're the kind of guys that aren't going to take any flack off of them. So.
Uh-huh. Right.
They're probably, yeah, Big Guy Gordy says they're probably still lounging around in bed. Which
now,
I
you,
would have
you guys be reason. Nice. You guys be nice, okay? But anyhow, we'll check in again and let us know if you have anything, if you have anything else you want us to know about, because we want to do everything we can with this program and station to get people to show out and force, make it 10 times bigger than it was last year. And it was great last year.
Oh, it was great last year. But, right. Yeah, I'll do another cut in or two before we get started here so people get the word that we are down here and getting ready to start this parade off right around noon. And I wanted to make a side comment. You guys were talking about the Dan Brown book, The Da Vinci Code, and the movie. I have not seen the movie, but I read the book.
Uh-huh.
And it's interesting. I wasn't offended by it at all. Of course, I am not Catholic. I grew up Southern Baptist. So, you know, the only thing we worry about is you're not supposed to dance or drink. Because, you know, dancing is sex standing up. And that was one of the things drilled into us growing up.
Wow. And do you, but well, have you ever sinned in that regard?
I have danced. That's exactly right.
I see. Okay. Well, thank you for the confession right here on KSCO AM 1080.
That's right.
Appreciate it, Doug. We'll look forward to hearing from
we'll
you later on.
A little later. Okay.
Thank you. It's 10:36, and we're in hour number one of the Saturday special on your favorite radio station with MZ and Jay Cruz at the controls here. So give us a call at 479-1080 or 477-1340 if there's anything in particular that you might want to talk about. We also have Mr. Logic on the line from Paradise, California, via Skype. And our next caller will be Don in Soquel, who has been waiting for a chunk of time. Hey, Don, thanks for waiting. You're on the air.
Thank you, Michael.
Hey.
This is Don Quakendall.
Oh, that Don. How are you?
Good.
Yes, sir. What's
new? I just want to put a plug in for two items.
Okay, go for it.
One is business opportunity rule. You need to call the president's office and tell him to tell him no from the FDA.
Okay, for those of you, for the benefit of our audience, help us out here, Don. I know that you're very actively involved in this, but some people aren't up at 5 and 6 in the morning on Saturday as you are.
They're not?
Yeah, right. So give us a little bit of a clue about why this is so important.
Okay, what this is going to do, this is going to basically almost put the multi-level marketers out of business. The amount of paperwork and what you have to go through, the machinations.
Okay.
Is going
now, there are a lot of people out there, I'm sorry to say, whose hearts won't be broken if multi-level marketing is put out of business, because a lot of people don't like multi-level marketing. I used to be one of those people myself who didn't like multi-level marketing until I discovered that there are such things as a wonderful multi-level marketing company that does a lot of good for people and does an awful lot to keep the people's favorite radio station here, KSCO, continuing to be the people's favorite radio station.
Right.
Yeah. And so it would be a terrible thing if this happens. But it's not just it's not focused at multi-level marketing. Am I right?
Yep.
I mean, it would make almost any kind of a home-based business very, very, very difficult
right.
to do. And that's the scariest difficult. Thing of all, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to get into this and make my own little soapbox speech here, but I won't cut into your time, Don, because I know you've been waiting. So go ahead and finish up about that, okay?
Okay, the second one is HR 4282. You need to contact Sam Parr and SU. If you're in their districts, and tell them they need to get on board with this.
Okay, what is that?
Okay, what that does, that allows those individuals selling the product to be able to tell people what the product does. Right now, you can't say anything about any of the products. You can say, well...
You can't even say that prune juice will cure constipation, which
right.
everybody knows that it does. No,
right.
Wait a minute, Yeah, everybody knows that that's what it does.
Right.
But if you were to say that in conjunction with selling some prune juice, you could be put in jail, according to the current... Yeah, that's true. I'm not
that's
exaggerating,
true.
Ladies
no, that's
and gentlemen.
True.
Yeah, and so sure. HR 4282 would put an end to this insanity. And the reason that these laws are in effect, I believe, and I know that I'm right, is to protect the interests of the pharmaceutical companies that have been ripping you and me and everybody else in this country off to an obscene extent forever. You know, a pill that costs 1/1,000th of 1 cent to manufacture is sold for sometimes $100 for one pill.
Right.
I mean, now, if that's not obscene profiteering, I don't know what is.
Well, it's not only the profiteering, but the thing is, you got a quack on one of your stations on Sunday.
I do?
Yeah, he's a surgeon from the Cleveland Heart Clinic that says there is absolutely no proof that any kind of supplements do anything for your health. And I tried to call, but he doesn't take calls.
It must be a recorded infomercial.
Well, no, he's on for half an hour.
What?
Yep.
I don't think we have any half-hour programs, and I don't want to call any one of our advertisers a quack, and I'm certainly not doing it. That was you, and I think you should either. But
why?
Hey,
I call him like I see him.
Okay, fine. That's okay.
Now,
it's you talking, not me necessarily.
Right.
I'm not even sure who you're talking about, even though you mentioned it. I don't recognize that name.
Right. Well, the other two things is I call some.
Oh, maybe on 1340 on our health talk.
Yep.
Okay, we'll see.
Talk.
Yeah, I'm sorry. There's a whole potpourri of of health oriented programs on that, and that's an automated thing that.
Right. And if you listen to the Wellness Hour, which people should do, you can go online and get it at wellnesshour.net.
Yeah,
get
all
the
one word.
Information. And the other two things I have is I wish your fellows at the when Erin Bonds is on, leave her alone on her religious beliefs.
Who?
Well, I don't know. They kind of give her a ration the other day about the Da Vinci Code.
Oh, that's a terrible thing.
And what happened to, I called several months ago. I keep calling. Oh, yes, we're going to have Michael Savage back on from 4 to 7 on KSVO.
Let me explain, okay?
And now I hear you change your mind again.
Yeah, we did. We did, and here's the reason, okay? Do you want to have a radio station that can have the Wellness Hour and can have Dead Doctors Don't Lie and other things that you do like besides Michael Savage?
Yep.
Okay, in order to do that, it occurred to me just last week that we must not put on, it's not just Michael Savage, but we must not put on any syndicated program in 4 to 7. And the reason that the radio station has struggled for years and has not sold enough advertising is because I realized it hit me like a ton of bricks the other day. The big companies own this radio station, even though the Zwirling family pays all the bills.
Mm-hmm.
Let me explain, okay?
All right.
The way that syndicated radio programming works is that typically money does not change hands, although with Rush Limbaugh it does. We pay quite a lot of money, cash money, in addition to the barter spots to have the Rush Limbaugh program. And it's worth it, or at least it has been worth it in the past. Because when you have a station that has Rush, you have a station that is guaranteed to have a big audience, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have. And so we're happy that we have Rush. We were upset when we lost Rush. People were angry at us. They thought we kicked Rush off in 2001, but we didn't. And there was no amount of pleading on my part to get people to understand that we had that was out of our control. Long story short, we got Rush back in a year and a half ago, and that's about it. That's about it. If we have syndicated programming in the afternoon drive, that means that we're going to have 6 or 7 minutes of space to sell, and you can't have an afternoon drive program on a serious radio station that doesn't have local news and doesn't have local traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're going to have local news and local traffic, we're going to have to stuff it all into those 6 or 7 minutes.
I see.
And that will leave us no minutes to sell without cutting into the program. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I have to apologize to you and everybody else who is expecting, because you're absolutely right. We did announce that we were going to, in fact, I think we actually did. As soon as we heard that Phil Hendry was retiring, we decided, hey, why wait? Let's just stick Savage in there right now.
Right.
And we did that for, I think it was one day.
Right, on a Monday.
And when we did that, we found out that everything has a domino effect here at the radio station. Mm-hmm. We found out that we couldn't play the Alan Colmes show. because of a conflict with our satellite equipment.
Oh.
Anyhow, one thing after another, and it's just crazy. I apologize to you and everybody else who likes Michael Savage. If you want to continue to listen to Michael Savage on this station, I'm afraid you're going to have to continue listening in the evening.
Okay.
Because we will not be running him in the afternoon because we can't afford to. Any more than we can afford to run anything that's syndicated in the afternoon.
I got it. Two quick things. I appreciate your mother's editorials. She's right on the head. And for you, you're doing a great job. Keep it up.
Thank you.
And I thank you.
Okay, thanks. That was Don and Soquel. We have open lines at 477-1340 and now one open line at 479-1080. It's 1045. Here's our good friend, Steve Hartman. Where are you, Steve?
I am in Montana.
Oh.
Waiting patiently for you to answer my phone call.
Oh, you should have told the call screener. We would have done it faster, but you probably
have. I told him twice. I even asked him to type in to turn on your Skype.
Oh, okay.
Because, my first question, well, my first thought is, Doug, there is no such thing as a former veteran.
That's right. Okay.
And I would also encourage everyone to go and support the parade downtown Santa Cruz and for former active duty military who are now veterans. The U.S. government has provided great medical benefits. Even if you aren't disabled, you can still get treatment at a VA facility. And the Palo Alto facility has some of the finest doctors in the world, most of them coming from Stanford and University of San Francisco.
Sure.
I will be in town next week. Please, everyone in the 3rd District, go vote. It is imperative when you've got a clown like our long-haired former mayor, not the short-haired former mayor, but the long-haired former mayor, KK or CK, whatever.
Who are you talking about? Come on.
Chris Crone.
Okay, so you don't want to see Chris get in.
That would be a disaster for the 3rd District, an absolute disaster.
Oh.
And
why do you say that? Why do you say that? Because if it's not him, it'll be
you know, somebody should have taken him out when he was jaywalking on East Cliff Drive.
What? Come on. Isn't that a little harsh? People are going to think you're an extremist if you talk like
that. Not me. Anyway, I'm going to try and be home next week. So.
Well, that's not when the election is.
Well, I'm going to be there for more than a week.
I see.
See? The election is in June, and I will be home the first to carry on my civic responsibilities.
Uh-huh.
Other than that, can anyone tell me if the Da Vinci Code was good just as a plain old movie?
Mr. Logic can.
I thought it was okay.
So it wasn't as bad as the reviewers said.
Well, the reviews I saw online a couple days ago were like 3 stars out of 5. And it wasn't real bad, and it wasn't real terrific, but it was good.
Thank you very much. And, Michael, why did you choose Skype instead of Yahoo's Net2Phone?
Because I didn't
know about Yahoo's net phone.
I didn't know
Yahoo about. Has, probably. It's just easier because it's all tied into Messenger, and most people have Messenger on their computers already.
I wouldn't be caught dead with Messenger on my computer because it takes over everything. Now, what I want to ask you, Steve, is is this Yahoo similar service to Skype? Is that what's it called?
It's the same. Net2Phone.
Is it better? Is it better in quality and is it more reliable than Skype?
When I talked to Rosemary on Net2Phone, everything went very well. I had a problem with Skype. I traced it to the router that I was using though. So this phone call sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
It sounds better than Mr. Logic, I must admit.
Yeah, well, I'm going PC to telephone. I'm not going PC to PC.
Well, so is he. That's exactly how he's doing it, right? Right, Bob?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, Steve sounds much better than you do. Sorry. I knew that you'd both want me to be honest, right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, Steve.
Anyway,
Steve, may
I
ask you
else.
I want to ask you the personal question about how much do you have health insurance and how much do you pay for it if you do?
I do not have health insurance. I am a disabled vet. Therefore, my medical is covered by the U.S. government.
All of your medical?
All of my medical. Cool. I pay a $2 per prescription charge.
Uh-huh.
And that's it.
Right. Okay.
But even for a person who is not disabled, for $40, if you have a medical problem, for $40, plus or minus a dollar or two, the VA will see you, and whatever you need, be it x-rays or be it admittance or anything else, it is all covered in that $40 charge.
As it should be, yeah. You know.
So, you know, if you are a veteran, use the rights you've earned for being a patriot of this country.
Right. Okay, Steve, thanks very much for calling, and hopefully we'll see your smiling face next week.
I am sorry. I will not be bringing the ambulance, and it will not be in the parade today.
Oh, okay, well.
Have a great weekend.
You too. There goes
bye-bye now.
Our friend Steve Hartman up in Lincoln, Montana. That opens up lines at 479-1080 or 477-1340. I'm really interested in health insurance rates, what people pay, and the quality of health insurance. People can use the talk radio to sort of exchange information. What better use? I mean, there are very few better uses than that, than to sort of alert people. You could tell us what your favorite pizza is or where you can get the best hamburger. I've always wanted to use the talk radio to find that out. I mean, just stuff that's really special and really different. I mean, why not call and share with the audience? All right, we're going to take a little commercial break right here, and we'll be back in just a few minutes, so stay with us. Our phone numbers are 479-1080 or 477-1340. And if you want to fax us, our fax number is 475-2967. Before we take the break, I will read this fax because I'll probably forget. Because it's sent in, it came in half hour or more ago. from Serial Faxer, Logic Club, Thinkers Club, member number 420. Dear Mr. Logic, one, your initial comment to MZ was that, quote, since this is a worst of show, I thought I should participate, unquote. Dear sir, let me remind you that there is no best or worst, only shades of gray. Maybe you should write a book on this. Are you there, Mr. Logic?
Somewhere.
Okay, good. Number two, Mr. Logic, if you get a stomach ache, do you become Mr. Colic? And three, if we all promise to be more intelligent, will you bring your show back to KSCO?
Well, I guess I'll try eventually as soon as I finish this Google contest this afternoon.
And, of course, Jesus was remarried. That's why he checked out at 33 years old. Thank you, Serial Faxer, 479-1080 or 477-1340 to call the Saturday special with Jay and MZ and Mr. Logic. And we'll be back after this commercial break.
Tired of monkeying around with broken sprinkler heads and smelly lawnmowers? Weeds and dry patches make you scream. Growling over your decision to put a plant the size of an elephant in the space the size of an African hedgehog? Navigating your way through the maze of gardening and landscaping options and maintenance for your home or office really is enough to drive anybody wild.
Hi, I'm Randy Quilici, owner of Quilici Gardening and Landscaping. If anyone knows there's a jungle out there, it's us. We've been offering complete maintenance and landscape installation for residential and commercial properties since 1982. It's easy to let things get overgrown and out of hand and keep putting off adding that special water feature you've wanted for so long. Let us help by taming and shaping your landscape into something you'll be proud of. Call me at 425-5269 or visit us at QuiliciGardening.com.
Quilici Gardening and Landscaping, because without them, it really is a jungle out there.
Hey, have you had your helicopter ride yet? Have you, Jay? Have you had your helicopter ride?
My helicopter ride?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people don't know that you can get a helicopter ride rather inexpensively And since the weather's nice now, I mean, what a cool thing to do, you know, ride in the helicopter and look at KSCO from the sky or something. You know, you look at your own place or whatever. Here, listen to this.
Did you know that you could get a helicopter ride today right here on the Monterey Bay starting at $25 per person? Hi, my name is Chris with Specialized Helicopters. And yes, you can do that. Right now at the Watsonville Airport, we're offering helicopter tours where you and your family can come down for this area's most unique experience. We have tours ranging from fun flights to the Big Sur tour. Not to mention, we also offer helicopter flight training if you want to be a career helicopter pilot. Call us today at 763-2244. Again, that's Specialized Helicopters at the Watsonville Airport, 831-763-2244.
That's a good thing to do today. You should do that after you get off work, don't you think? I mean, I would do it, except I'm going the opposite direction. I will do it next time when I'm down, okay? But that's what I think everybody should do that. I think everybody should call Chris right now and set up a time to check out the area from the sky from a rotorcraft, from a helicopter. Hey, here's our next commercial.
We simply don't have enough money to do everything we need to do. Hello, I'm Fred Keeley with an invitation for you to tell us what you really think about our transportation problems and solutions by attending a Santa Cruz County Regional Transportation Commission public workshop.
Today's workshop is from 1:30 to 4:30 at Watsonville High School, Lincoln and East Beach in Watsonville.
Attend our transportation public workshops and tell us what you really think. Get all the details on the web at tftaskforce.org.
Okay, now, what about if you have a lot of garbage to get rid of for spring cleaning? Do you realize what it costs to hire someone to haul it away and the dump fees and everything? Oh, my gosh. What I would do if I were you is rent a dumpster from Community Tree Service and Dumpster Company. And while you're at it, you might chop down some of your brush and so forth that's sort of making things hard to see around your property. Yeah. Here, listen to this.
Hi, I'm Adolfo Garcia, owner of Community Tree Service. We offer dumpster rentals, tree work, demolition, and free estimates. For any of these services, please go ahead and call my office and either talk to Regina or Naomi at 763-2391. Thank you.
Are trees around your house looking strange, leaning in the wrong direction, blocking your sunlight, in danger of falling? Take care of this and call us, the professionals, Community Tree Service. We're licensed, insured, and bonded. We offer free estimates and are ever ready in emergency situations. We take pride in being reliable and will accommodate your needs with safe professional service and advice. Call our office today at 763-2391 or from Santa Cruz, 426-6340.
That's a really neat ad, and I'm happy to hear it. And I can tell you, I have had personal experience. They do a great job. And if you want to have your trees cut, they can do anything. They've got equipment. It's just unbelievable. And the guy who owns it, Adolfo, he's 30 years old. I mean, it just blows me away. I mean, this guy he's such a sweet, nice person, and you can't believe you think he's a laborer, and he owns the company. The guy's absolutely amazing, so I highly recommend Adolfo. And the phone number for Community Tree and Dumpster Service is 763-2391 from Mid-County and Aptos, or from Santa Cruz, you can connect toll-free at 426-6340, also from the San Lorenzo Valley. Okay, it's the Saturday special. Wait a minute, we still have something very, very important here from me.
Big changes are coming to KSCO, ladies and gentlemen. The upcoming retirement of Phil Hendry means that weekdays from 4 to 7 p.m., our schedule will soon change. For years, we have been primarily a syndicated program radio station with some local shows. Now we plan to become a primarily local program radio station with some syndicated shows. So, starting immediately, we will be opening up our primetime schedule to more individuals and businesses who want to produce and broadcast their own talk shows on KSCO AM 1080. Our 10,000-watt blowtorch signal can be heard from north of Sacramento to south of Bakersfield in the daytime. Got something to say? A business business or ministry to grow, a cause to advance, a candidate to get elected, or a voter's initiative to get to pass? Become a talk show host on KSCO and make things happen. For info on rates and schedules, send an email to me, mz@ksco.com, or call my voicemail at 429-2200. That's 429-2200.
We got some really exciting programs coming up, starting next week, actually, and we're adding them afterwards. So if you ever wanted to be a talk show host, it's a lot of fun. Give it a swirl here on KSCO AM 1080. Hey, listen, Aretha Thompson about health insurance has been waiting for a while, but it's 11 o'clock now. We'll take you right after the news. It's 11 o'clock.
Bring a reduction in violence.
In the same way we were able to dispel the oppressor and the days of injustice and cooperation, we will expel terrorism and the elements of sabotage and backwardness, poverty and ignorance.
Incoming Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, the parliament also approving a new cabinet. It's an important day in Iraq, but also one marked by more violence, a series of attacks around the country, killing at least 31 people.
Early this morning, a bomb hidden in a bag exploded at a day labor site where workers were gathering to wait for jobs. And in a western border town, a car bomber blew himself up at a police station, killing five, wounding 10.
Fox's Malini Bawa, Iraqi police also finding the bodies of 19 killed by sectarian death squads. Another tragic coal mine accident. Five workers have been killed in an overnight explosion in an eastern Kentucky coal mine. State Police Dispatcher Hollis Wilson.
Community is pretty shaken from what I can gather from my units on the scene. A vigil has been placed outside of a local church up there offering support to the families, the deceased miners.
One man was able to get out alive. It's not clear how many workers were on duty when the blast occurred, but no production was going on at the time. Immigration, again the topic of President Bush's radio address.
Illegal immigrants who have roots in our country and want to stay should have to pay a meaningful penalty, pay their taxes, learn English, and work in a job for a number of years. People who meet these conditions should be able to apply for citizenship.
Democrats dismissing Bush's efforts as a public relations campaign. For more headlines, log on to foxnews.com. And you're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I'm Calvin Hill. As an all-pro running back for the Dallas Cowboys, my focus was football. But as a husband, father, and now a grandfather, today I'm focused on my family and my heart. Recently, I was shocked to learn that because of high cholesterol, I'm in danger of developing heart failure. It's a deadly condition that kills more people each year than AIDS and breast cancer combined. I know because heart failure took my father's life. It robbed him and our family of many special moments together. 5 million Americans have heart failure, and many millions more are at risk. It's too late for my father, but not for me or you. Modern medications and devices can help all of us enjoy the precious days ahead. Ask your cardiologist about your risk for heart failure and the available treatment options. Learn how to win the only game that really matters and be there for the ones that you love.
To learn how you and your family can win against heart failure, call 1-800-AHA-USA1 or click on the Heart Profiler link at AmericanHeart.org.
Recovery from Hurricane Katrina is still very much on the minds of people voting in today's New Orleans election. The mayoral runoff pits Ray Nagin against Lieutenant Governor Mitch Landrieu.
They say things, but it's hard to say whether they can make it happen.
The winner will start the new four-year term just one day before the next hurricane season begins, but less than half of the city's population has returned since last year's devastating storm. All systems go 9 months after its troubled last flight, Space Shuttle Discovery now sitting on the launch pad at the Kennedy Space Center. The shuttle's last mission was plagued with several problems, including a fuel sensor and persistent issues with insulating foam shedding from the external tank during launch.
We are going to see some minor debris come off the tank. That's to be expected. But what we've tried to eliminate is the larger pieces of foam that could impact the orbiter.
NASA's Jessica Rye, target day for liftoff, the first week in July. Kentucky Kentucky Derby winner Barbaro takes on eight rivals as the colt attempts to win the Preakness Stakes, the second jewel of horse racing's Triple Crown. Fox Radio's Chris Barnes has more of the pre-race buzz.
There has been no Triple Crown winner since Affirmed took the Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont Stakes in 1978. Barbaro is said to be a near-perfect specimen, and after winning the Derby a few weeks ago by the largest margin since a horse named Assault in 1946, he's the favorite in this year's second of the three races. Experts say this one will be the toughest for Barbaro, but if he wins, he'll be hard to beat in next month's Belmont Stakes.
That's Fox Radio's Chris Barnes. Gone for good? You recall Jennifer Wilbanks, the Atlanta woman known as the runaway bride. Well, this time her fiancé John Mason is calling it quits, his family telling People magazine about the breakup. Some things, you know, aren't just really meant to be. And for more headlines, go ahead and log on to foxnews.com for more up-to-date headlines. I'm Lisa Carton, Fox News Radio.
Up-to-the-minute news and the best in talk, AM 1080, KSCO Santa Cruz, and AM 1340, KOMY Watsonville.
And it's 5 minutes past 11 o'clock. This is Jay Cruz, and you're listening to KSCO AM 1080. Quick look at your forecast for tonight. Calls for mostly cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms with southwest wind at 8 miles per hour. Lows around 52. Sunday, thunderstorms, south wind at 14 miles per hour with highs around 63. Sunday night, thunderstorms, southwest wind at 7 miles per hour with lows around 51. Monday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms. Southwest wind at 10 miles per hour with highs around 65. Monday night, partly cloudy, a slight chance of thunderstorms with lows around 52. And Tuesday, partly cloudy with a chance of showers, probability of measurable precipitation at 30% with highs around 65. Stay tuned to KSCO AM 1080 for hour number two of the Saturday special with MZ.
Hey, Jay. How come you turned the mic off? Were you out of breath and you had to come up for air?
Shh, don't talk.
I love it. It's
how so dare you?
You were running.
Good day. I said good day.
All right. Okay. Now, it's 6 minutes past 11. We do have the hour two special jingle, you know, with the telephone ringing. Ah, let's just play it here.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back. KSCO has the inside.
I should take a page out of your book, Jay, and learn to turn off the microphone when I want to clear my throat. Here,
oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
And I want to ask you all a personal question, and I hope you'll call with the answer. I'm interested in how much money each of you spends and what age you are and what quality of health insurance you have, if any. Just a little informal poll that we're doing on the Saturday special today, because I'm curious about that. I spent some time looking over health insurance costs. As it relates to me personally and people here at the radio station this week. And, my eyes dropped out of my head at what the costs are. I mean, it's unbelievable. Now we have a premium plan. It's true, but, I'm curious about what people are paying for their health insurance. So please give us a call at 479-1080 or 477-1340 or send us a fax, to 475-2967. Now, is this Aretha?
Yes.
Hi, Aretha. Thank you for waiting. Gosh, you've been waiting 16
yes,
minutes
have.
Or so. Yeah, thank you.
And I'm at work, too, so, and my client just showed up.
Oh, okay. Well, here, so you can tell us real quick here. You know something about health insurance, do you?
Well, it's not that I know so much about it. It's just that you wanted to know if people had health insurance
yes.
and how old they were.
Sure.
Well, I just turned 50. And we were with Nationwide, our company. We're a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just, it didn't, everybody was unhappy, let's put it that way.
Why? Because they excluded everything when you needed them?
Yeah,
they just weren't there when you needed them, or what?
Okay, not only did they exclude most everything, but it was just, it cost a lot of money that when you actually, they did actually cover something. They charged us a lot.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, they didn't really pay much.
Right.
So anyway, we just changed as of the 1st of May.
Yeah.
To back to Blue Cross.
Uh-huh.
But it's with the HSA plan.
What is that? What's HSA? I know what HMO is and PPO, but what's HSA? What's
it's that? Like you get a debit card, which the company puts money in. See, if you're single and you don't have any dependents,
mm-hmm.
which I am,
mm-hmm.
then they will pay the whole thing. So they put like $150 in this plan every, you know, this pays for your basically, the debit card pays for your prescriptions.
Okay.
And, you know, they say, but you
and
have
how about
to,
how about doctor visits? Will it pay for those, or do you have to do pay
it could,
out of copay? Or
you could use it that way, but you can just wait and send it in to Blue Cross and let them tell you on their EOB whether you know what you have to pay, and then you can make the payment.
EOB. Let me guess. Explanation of benefits.
Yes.
Are you proud of me for knowing
well,
that?
I mean, if you have insurance, you should know that much, shouldn't you?
No. I don't know, I guess. It's been such a long time since I looked at it. It's true that as we get older, we just sort of take it for granted going to the doctor if you have a good plan. But what if you don't have a very good plan, or what if you have no plan at all? Well, I think it sort of depends on whether or not you have assets. If you own a home or you own some property of some sort, you definitely need health insurance. It's questionable whether you need health insurance if you don't. I mean, why bother to put out the cost if you don't have any assets? I think the state will take care of you, and the state will take care of you probably as well as they take care of people with. Well, the state doesn't take care of people
you
with
mean
health
the county
insurance.
Hospitals?
Well, whoever the
and
government.
I live in Salinas, and they're talking about closing it down. And
okay, well, so you're educating me here a little bit. So what I'm saying, I think you must be taking issue with, right?
Yeah.
If you don't have assets, I think that why bother to have... It's like if you don't have dependents, why bother to have life insurance?
Yeah, well, I don't have life
okay.
insurance other than through the job.
I'm not talking about you personally. I'm just saying anybody. I'm talking, you know, just generally speaking.
Well, I mean, since I don't have any dependents is what I'm saying. That's why I'm referring to myself.
But the same kind of an idea wouldn't carry over for health insurance, right? I mean, I haven't asked you if you have assets or own a house or own property or whatever, but...
Well, I have, like... a savings, a business checking account, an IRA. I'm in the 403B plan, and I'm a single person. So
uh-huh.
It's like I don't own any property.
But you do own assets that could be lost, like your bank account and
right.
so forth. Yeah,
but
I see what you're
I
saying.
And I have my beneficiaries, my mom. If something happens to her before, you know, me, I don't know what's going to happen with all of that.
Right. Okay. Well, good. Hey, and so I didn't ask you how much you pay, if you're willing to share. You told us you're 50 years old, and you pay. What do you pay for this HSA?
No, I don't pay anything. The company,
oh, the company pays 100%. Oh,
yes, except for you have like a $2,400 deductible each year,
oh.
And then that could come out of that that savings.
I
you
see.
Know, you can use that medical toward anything. So, see, the jury's still out on this plan. We just started. It's kind of new, and so nobody really knows how it's going to work.
So it sounds for health savings account. Is that what HSA is?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And you can take it with you when you leave. That's a good thing.
Uh-huh.
And use it toward, you know, medical things. And if you have dental things, like we have dental insurance, you know, you can pay on dental things also, as long as it's medical.
Right.
So we're, you know, and it's supposed to be designed for the person who's not normally sick.
I don't have dental insurance, and I did go to the dentist the other day. He did say my teeth were in great shape, but the gums got to come out.
The gums got to come out.
Yeah.
Well, then your teeth being in great shape, your gums got to come out.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like to me that you need a dentist because everything's got to come out.
Okay. I'm sorry. I could. It's a silly, stupid joke I heard a million years ago, and every opportunity I have to tell it, I do. So, anyhow.
Okay, and I wanted to tell you that that gentleman that's in your 4-7 slot that's going away,
yes,
he needs to go away. I listen to talk radio so I can be informed. I like listening to Russ. I like listening to Bill O'Reilly. I like listening to people who bring me current on up to date.
Do you like listening to liberal talk radio on our sister station? Do you like listening to Al Franken?
I don't listen to that. And you know what? I'm a registered Democrat, but I still like to hear what the other guy's thinking.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I like to know what current events are. So, you know.
Well, you're going to get your wish because he is going to go away. And,
thank you.
We will either be doing Good Afternoon Monterey Bay, which will be like an afternoon version of what we do in the morning now with Good Morning Monterey Bay, or we'll sell the time to people who want to be their own talk show hosts. It'll be one or the other, but it will be locally produced and broadcast from 4-7. That is the plan at this point here, and I don't think we're going to be deviating from that because we really need to. We need to have something to sell instead of the big companies owning all of our inventory.
I understand that. I used to work for KCBA, a TV station, a Fox affiliate
in
this area in Salinas, and now Clear Channel owns it and owns everything else, I understand.
including Rush and including Art Bell and Coast to Coast. I mean, yeah, the company, there's no limit to how big that company is going to be permitted to grow, but I guess that's part of being free, is being taken over by corporations, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, many thanks for your call, Aretha. And
yeah, because my client's sitting here looking at me like, what the heck is she talking about?
do call again, okay?
Okay, I
appreciate
will.
Appreciate it. Okay, we've got Patrick on the line for health insurance, and we got Kay's commentary coming up right after that. But let's put Patrick on right now since I put out the call. And if you want to call us on this edition of the KSCO Saturday Special, an open mic program, no guests, you can bring up any topic you want. Keep it clean, though. 479-1080 or 477-1340, or you can fax us at 475-2967. Patrick, on health insurance, you're on.
Yeah, let's see, I'm 63. I've had Blue Cross for, the past 15 years, and as of a couple of months ago, I was paying $900 a month, and I guess by notice in the past 2 months, I've been paying $1,500 a month. And that's major medical. That's no dental, no doctor visits, and they do give me $10 on a prescription, though. And that's absolutely outrageous. The only reason I'm keeping it is because I own a home, and if I had a major cancer problem, you know, they would take my assets away. So I'm in between waiting for 65 so I can get on Medicare, but, it's unbelievable.
Is that sort of the magic number when you hit 65, then you really don't need these kinds of health insurance? Because there's something called supplemental health insurance that you can get when you're 65 that I know a little bit about.
Yeah, when you buy the supplemental with your Medicare, from what I understand, I'm just investigating now, your total bill is probably going to be about $130 a month.
It sure beats $1,500. You're paying $1,500 a month now?
Yeah, that's just for my wife and I.
Okay. Well, so it's really, assuming your wife is the same age approximately, then it's really $750.
Well, she's 9 years younger, so.
You're paying probably $1,000 and she's paying $500 or something, maybe.
Yeah, I imagine.
That sounds about right.
And it sounds right to me, but
With my plan, I'm going to be 55. I turned 55 in November of this year, and it's my understanding that with my current plan, which is very good, it's a HMO, it's not a PPO, which means I've got to go to a particular, I've got to get permission from a particular doctor, and the particular doctor I really lucked out is the best there is. I mean, they don't make them better than this doctor. So I'm very happy with what I have, but it's very expensive. But I'm going to go from $554 a month currently to $705 a month.
Yeah, I know.
When I turn 55, and then when I turn 60, it's going to jump up again, and I'm probably going to be annual increments of 10 or 20%.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering if I can, if I can even afford to keep this until I'm 65. I mean, it's just getting to be ridiculous.
I don't know. The other thing I wanted to talk about was that one comment that somebody made that the surgeon was lying about.
Well, someone on one of our KOMY programs, and I'm not sure which one, was referred to as a, quote, quack, unquote.
Yeah. What he said was, and if you'll just take it in context, he says there's no proof that it works. And what he was saying was the only evidence that's offered is anecdotal evidence. Mm-hmm. There's no scientific, double-blind studies that are offered. And so he was
I don't believe that. You're saying that no double-blind studies have ever been done on any kind of nutraceuticals or nutritional supplements?
I haven't seen them, and that's all that they're saying is let's make the playing field level. If you're requiring all this evidence and proof for the pharmaceuticals, you should apply the same level for anybody that comes comes on with any supplement.
That's why there's a difference. There's such a big difference in the price. I mean, someone said it costs like, $100 million to get
$200 million
to get a drug approved by the FDA as a drug, right?
It's $200 million to get it approved.
Okay.
And without, being able to recoup costs and without the incentive, the monetary incentive, there won't be a new drug brought. And if we're going to rely on supplementals, we're going to be, surprised about what's going to be happening. I'm not saying supplementals and some of them don't work or don't have their use and everything. I'm saying apply the same criteria for bringing them to market and being able to.
You mean so they have to become as expensive as the drugs have become?
Well, I'm not sure.
Why would you want to apply the same standards?
The same amount of money. Making the same amount of money.
Who said that?
No.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Who said that? I mean, you said they're making the same amount of money. By that, I think you mean that the vitamin and mineral companies, of which I'm in that business myself. I represent a company called Youngevity. I think what you said was, You made a blanket statement that they're making that the nutritional companies are making as much money as the pharmaceutical companies. And wait a minute. I've had you potted down all this time because you're not letting me talk, and I'm in control of the mic, so I can shut you off, and you can only talk when I let you talk, which I'm going to let you talk right now. Okay, so I have no idea what you said in the last minute and a half or 45 seconds or so. But I'm going to put it up. I'm going to put your volume up right now so you can answer my question, which is a very simple question. Do I correctly understand your statement that the vitamin and mineral companies make as much money as the pharmaceutical companies? Yes or no? Is that what you said?
That's not a correct statement.
Okay. So I totally misunderstood you.
Okay. What I said was the vitamin and the supplemental industry is a very, very profitable industry, and I was hyperbolic when I said that, and I apologize. But the figure that I heard was a $10 billion a year industry, which is a lot of money, and it's a matter of public safety as far as bringing the standards up, whether it costs more for the supplementals or to be raised up to the pharmaceuticals. It's a matter of public interest. I have heard so many products being advertised that I'm going, is this the dumbing down of America? They will buy anything? It's almost like the snake oil industry. I'm not labeling it yours. I'm just saying the amount of supplementals that I've heard.
I was driving down to Santa Cruz from the Bay Area this morning early, and I was scanning the dial, and I heard infomercials on every radio station. A lot of the same infomercials that we run here on KSCO. So you're absolutely right. There's a big market for it, but I don't know what you're saying. If you're saying
what I'm saying is that the same standard should apply.
I totally disagree with you. There's something inherently dangerous about a drug that requires a prescription. The difference between a drug and a supplement is very, very simple. Drugs have side effects. Nutritional supplements do not. Nutritional supplements are part of building blocks they're natural. They're part of what makes a body tick. They're part of the physical being. It's natural. There's nothing natural about a drug, and every drug is classified as a drug because it has side effects, and oftentimes the side effects are worse than the original problem that you take the drug for. It's ridiculous. So you hear all these disclosures on these radio and television ads for prescription drugs and medications, where they have to disclose all of the side effects, include da 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 and headaches and vomiting and diarrhea, all of these things that are worse than the original malady. Anyhow, nutritional supplements do not have side effects. And my question to you, which is the same question that pharmacist Ben asks all the time, is why in the world, if you have something wrong with you, would you try a drug first, which could have terribly detrimental side effects and cause all kinds of other problems, before you would try to solve the problem nutritionally and through supplementation? And that makes an awful lot of sense to me. Does it not make an awful lot of sense to you?
It makes sense, but you're evading the original thing.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
People are coming on and advertising things with absolutely zero information about side effects or not. And to say that you don't know anybody that's had side effects from supplementals is totally erroneous, too. You might not know them.
No, there are no
drugs came from supplementals. They came from natural things.
No.
Excuse me?
No, drugs are chemicals. Drugs are chemicals. Now it's true. It's true. Jesus, the guy won't listen. Have you ever heard of anybody who just won't listen? God, thank God I've got the volume control here. Anyhow, the drugs are compounds, are chemical compounds that are largely man-made. Now, sometimes they have the base in herbs, which are natural, and herbs do have side effects, and herbs should be controlled if they're not, and I think they are, actually. But go ahead, sir. I'll let you talk some more.
I'm sorry. You think I'm ranting.
Yeah. Well, you're not benefiting from. It's not an exchange at all.
But what it is the problem is I'm trying to get something out, and then you come right on top of me, and I'm just trying to get over that. So I apologize. I don't mean it to be a rant. I'm just saying my initial thing is that you don't believe that supplementals or vitamins should be controlled at all, and all I'm saying is that each company should be responsible for public safety, to make sure that everything is safe for the person that buys it. Not only safe, but it does what it says it's going to do.
Well, they don't let you say what it can do. Did you know that?
You know, this is the response from the initial that all supplements now have come under the food. If it's labeled as a food supplement,
yeah,
you can put anything by. That's
no, that's not true.
Well,
no, that's not true.
Well, okay, you're not going to put everything by, but
you're not going to put anything by. You can't say anything. You're not allowed to say that that selenium. Well, actually, you are. That is a health claim. Excuse me. The federal government, the FDA, has had to be sued to be forced to allow true statements that have been proven to be true by double-blind studies and by science. You shouldn't have to sue the government to force them to let you say something that's true. But that's
you don't know it's true until you prove it scientifically.
It has been proven.
I haven't seen the studies, and I've looked for them.
Okay. Well, here, send me an email, mz@ksco.com, and I will turn you on. I will do my best to turn you on to.
And also, Michael, I think you have a conflict of interest if you own shares in companies and you're putting out commercials. It seems like a conflict of interest.
I don't own. I'm a distributor. I'm a distributor for a company. Is that a conflict of interest also? Because I own the radio station.
Absolutely, because your editorials they have to be slanted. It can't be objective.
Patrick, you're not making much sense at all. First of all, an editorial is just that. It's an opinion. So aren't all opinions slanted?
All opinions are slanted. What I'm saying is if you have an interest in a company that produces supplementals and vitamins, and your arguments are going to be defending that area. there's not an open discussion.
Sure, there's an open discussion.
We're having an argument. That's not an open discussion.
It's an open discussion because you're talking over me. You're not letting me talk, and so I have to turn the microphone, your microphone, down in order for me to be able to talk. And I think I've been overly fair to put you back up.
Michael, why do you say that? I haven't done that.
That's exactly what you've done. Listen, Patrick, this program, you're doing it now. God.
You know, it's a no-win.
This program is going to be rebroadcast tonight between the hours. See, he just hung up. He couldn't take it. This program is going to be rebroadcast tonight between the hours of 10 p.m. and midnight. And I invite that caller, Patrick, to tune in, and I invite everybody else to tune in. And see who was fair, okay, and see who was unfair, and see who talked and who wouldn't let the other person talk. Okay, next person is Mark in Monterey. Hi, Mark, you're on the air. Oh, wait a second, you're not on the pots. Go ahead, you're on now.
how you doing today?
Good. Okay, I'm having some fun today.
Well, that's fine.
I guess people are trying to put me on the defensive, and they're not succeeding.
You know, I don't know what your topic was. I listen to you guys all the time, and I was at work, and you kind of opened up the door to American Longevity.
Well, it's now called Youngevity, actually. The name was changed, yeah, which I think was sort of a neat idea, because now it's automatically licensed in 25 countries. So,
I'll say that I've read all the stuff about supplements and things like that, and I believe, but I am a little skeptical of who to buy, and the reason I'm calling you is I want to ask you, have you ever been to the factory?
No, what's that? The factory?
Oh. Well, you know the processing place. Where it's
made. Yes, I have.
Okay, what's your opinion? What's your thought?
It's very, very clean. It's a very professional place.
And you could
fry an egg. It's in Carlsbad, California, I think. See, for the liquids, that's where the plant is for the liquids, and then for the capsules, I think it's in Washougal, Washington, which is just outside of Portland, Oregon.
All right. And I
actually haven't been there since they've got a brand new place there. I was at the older place before they were doing their own capsules there. So I haven't seen that, but I have seen the liquid place, in fact, just recently, within the last year.
And these are plant-derived minerals?
Yes.
Okay, the plants come from Carlsbad, California?
No. The plants come from Emery County, Utah. They're mined. And then they're processed. I'm not sure where the minerals are processed, but I thought you were talking about the formulated products, you know, which have more than the minerals. I thought that's what you were asking.
No, I'm more interested in the minerals and things and where that.
I visited the mine. I don't know, about 7 or 8 years ago. And it's a mine. What can I say? And the place where the shale is leached, was very clean and very impressive.
I would like to. How do I get into trying to get into this program? I do refrigeration. I'm also a piano player who's like on my last leg of not being able to play anymore.
I
really would like to jump into this.
Oh, you mean you want to try the products to see if it can help you?
Yes, I tried talking to somebody there, and I never did. It was someone who I don't want to name and give them a bad mark, but they returned my call. It was through another person, and the price was I couldn't believe the price, so I never. It was just unbelievable.
Okay. So I guess there are probably other things that you think are very high priced, so you can elect not to buy them now. If you want, we could put someone else in touch with you, and you can check the price out again. But my guess is that you'll think that the price is just as unbelievable as you thought the first time. So,
okay.
I mean, is your opinion changed, or have you gotten sick enough that you want to that you're willing to pay a little more to see if you can get better?
Oh, I'd pay about any. I'd probably give up some toes right now to get better.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, why don't you send me an email, mz@ksco.com, and tell me where you are, because it just says, you're in Monterey, it says, huh? You can do that, and I'll put you in touch with someone, okay? mz@ksco.com, and I will answer the email.
I know how to get a hold of you. Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, Mark. Thanks for your time. Thanks for calling the Saturday special. Here comes John in San Jose. John, you're on the air on KSCO.
Hi, MZ.
Hey.
Good to talk to you.
Hey, you too.
I listen to this station at work all the time, and I got to tell you, I really miss the Dead Doctors Don't Lie.
Oh, at noontime on the big station?
Yeah.
Because you can hear it on the smaller station, but maybe if you work in San Jose?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So yeah, we don't get into San Jose with AM 1340, unfortunately. But you know, if you have a computer and the internet at your desk, you can listen through our website.
Unfortunately, I don't.
Oh,
but
okay.
One of the things I wanted to suggest is maybe you ought to consider at one of the drive time slots that you're opening up, maybe putting that in there.
If we don't do the Good Afternoon Monterey Bay, we're gonna see if we can, you know, what costs are gonna be involved in producing that. I think
right.
We're gonna do that this week, and depending upon what we find out, that's a very good idea. That's a great idea about putting Dead Doctors on during the drive time.
Because I have a few people here in town that we started listening to Phil Henry, and I started listening to the show, and I got hooked on Good Morning Monterey Bay, because it's really interesting. It's a really entertaining
they
station.
They do a great job. They really
do. They do. Rosemary is great.
Yeah. And Scott and Susan and the whole gang, you know.
Yeah. So. And a friend of mine and I used to listen on... He is a Coca-Cola distributor, and he used to listen on his break, and he got really mad when you guys took it off. I go, well, why don't you call? And he called and he talked to Rosemary, and, you know, he goes, well, if I'm ever able to call in and talk and ask about it, I'm going to. And
yeah.
Since I can't get
Hey, well, good.
Contact,
no, I'm happy you did. We decided that we wanted to have the noon bloon back for local people to be able to talk about local subjects. But I think your idea is really, really intriguing. And if we end up not doing a Good Afternoon Monterey Bay and open that time up for purchase, what we will do is put Dead Doctors Don't Lie, because I will purchase that time myself.
Good.
And
you've been asking about health insurance?
Yes.
Mine got raised. I have Kaiser, and I currently pay about $150 a month.
And how old are you?
42.
Oh, wow. Okay. And is it pretty good? Now, you have to go to Kaiser, you know, Kaiser Hospital, obviously, in the Kaiser.
There's a little trick to it that they don't like to put out there.
Uh-huh.
But you can pick a doctor through their plans, and they have little clinics in, like, you know, it seems to me there's about every 10, spaced about every 10 miles. If you pick one of the doctors there and call them up, you get in. You don't have problems. It's when you try to go through the hospital or the...
I think it was in my late 20s. I was a member of a Kaiser for a short period of time, and it seemed to me that I asked. It was very important. I suppose I become sick or injured, you know, when I'm far away from a Kaiser health facility, and that I was covered back then, and so this is probably the same kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, gee, John, thanks for calling the Saturday special, And I appreciate your suggestion for the drive time, and we will certainly take it to heart.
Okay, thank you very much.
You bet. Take care now. Here comes Duncan in Santa Cruz, our next caller on the KSCO Saturday special. By the way, if you want to call in, 479-1080 or 477-1340 are the phone numbers to call in. If you want to fax, 475-2967. We'll jump up front and check out the fax machine to see if there's anything in the fax machine. And if there are, we will read it or them to you. Duncan, you're up next on the Saturday special. You're on.
Hey, Michael. How are you doing today?
Good. Thanks, Duncan.
Good. Hey, I wanted to address a couple callers back, the guy that was upset about the supplement industry. There's
yeah, I'm upset about the prescription drug industry.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the amount of money that we spend on drugs and every year, the United States is actually rated 37th in the world health by the World Health Organization.
Uh-huh.
And if you recall, back in the election of 2000, the two candidates, all they could do to handle the health issue was talk about who was going to get more drugs cheaper to our senior citizens.
Right. That's right.
And it went back and forth, that
right.
we're going to... get more drugs cheaper to the seniors. That was all they talked about. And, you know, right now we have one out of three kids obese, probably going to get diabetes and not outlive their parents for the first time in you know, recent history. So with what's going on with the drug industry, with the supplement industry, you're right. You cannot represent what we know the supplements to handle. And, of course, the powers that be would like it to make it so that the doctors would be the only ones that could prescribe vitamins, which would be a horrendous problem. And anybody
who remembers, exactly what they're hoping will happen. That's what they're trying to engineer.
I believe that's the case in some parts of Europe right now.
It is. It's called. It'll come to me in a second.
But another point I want to make is Linus Pauling, who was the only individual to ever win two Nobel Prizes, was an incredible nutritionist, biochemist, and he said three things. He said, number one, all individuals are different, which is where he won his first prize for. No, I'm just kidding. But he also said that each individual person or each individual body needs specific nutrients based on that individual's needs.
Yeah.
The third thing he said, before turning to medicine, you should try to optimize the constituents in the person's body to optimize health. The recommended daily allowance based on the RDA, the recommended daily allowance, is stated to is that amount of nutrients necessary to create or to prevent deficiency syndrome in practically all healthy people.
Yeah.
To prevent deficiency syndromes in all practically
healthy. Which is what most people die from. They don't die. Most people who die from everyone who dies from a disease, who doesn't get hit by a truck or something. Everybody who dies of natural causes dies of a nutritional deficiency caused disease.
Well, that came from
Dr. Wallach, and I believe every word of it.
Yeah. Now, just to let you know, a deficiency syndrome is defined as beriberi, scurvy, and the like, and that's what the RDA is set up to handle.
And you are not allowed to say that vitamin C cures scurvy, which everybody knows that it does.
Absolutely.
You're not currently allowed to say that.
Exactly.
And if you do say that, you could be, you know, in relationship to selling vitamin C, you could be put in jail.
I know, and you know, you have behavioral disorders and things being caused by deficiency syndromes, all these kind of things, and of course the drug companies are making billions off of the new drug. They're saying, yeah, your problem is a lack of this drug in your body. All you need is this drug, and your that particular cell that made that drug isn't working anymore.
Right.
But I don't want to stay on all day. I just want to, you know, say that I think it's very important that people become more responsible for their health. The best health insurance is prevention.
That's right.
And there's absolutely no way that the health that, you know, people are looking for the cure to disease. Well, the cure is prevention. And
until we
start taking responsibility
for... That's the only cure is prevention.
Yeah, and you have to take responsibility for your own health. You can't, you know, live a terribly unhealthy lifestyle and expect society to take care of your health because you've been screwing off your whole life.
Yeah.
But anyway, I appreciate your show. I'll let you go, and thanks for the time.
Thank you very much, Duncan, and especially for the kind words.
Gene
and Salinas has been waiting for a long time. So has Richard in Watsonville. But guess what? I cannot tease you any longer, KSCO audience. It is now time for...
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
This has been floating around the internet for several months. It's called Only in Louisiana. You gotta love this lawyer. It's too good not to share. Everyone who has ever bought a home will enjoy it. A New Orleans lawyer sought an FHA loan for a client. He was told the loan would be granted if he could prove satisfactory title to a parcel of property being offered as collateral. The title to the property dated back to 1803, which took the lawyer 3 months to track down. After sending the information to the FHA, he received the following reply, and here's the actual letter. Upon review of your letter adjoining your client's loan application, we note that the request is supported by an abstract of title. While we compliment the able manner in which you have prepared and presented the application, we must point out that you have only cleared title to the proposed collateral property back to 1803. Before final approval can be accorded, it would be necessary to clear the title back to its origin. Annoyed, the lawyer responded as follows. Quote, your letter regarding title on case number 189156 has been received. I note that you wish to have title extended farther than the 194 years covered by the present application. I was not aware that any educated person in this country, particularly those working in the property area, would not know that Louisiana was purchased by the U.S. from France in 1803, the year of origin identified in this application. For the edification of uninformed FHA bureaucrats, the title to the land prior to U.S. ownership was obtained from France, which had acquired it by right of conquest from Spain. The land came into the possession of Spain by right of discovery made in the year 1492 by a sea captain named Christopher Columbus, who had been granted the privilege of seeking a new route to India by the Spanish monarch Isabella. The good Queen Isabella, being a pious woman and almost as careful about titles as the FHA, took the precaution of securing the blessing of the Pope before she gave her jewels to finance Columbus's expedition. Now the Pope, as I'm sure you may know, is the emissary of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and God, it is commonly accepted, created this world. Therefore, I believe it's safe to presume that God also made that part of the world called Louisiana. God, therefore, would be the owner of origin, and his origins date back to before the beginning of time of the world as we know it, and the FHA. I hope you find God's original claim to be satisfactory. Now, may we have our damn loan? The loan was approved. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Case Whirling.
Yep, it sure was. All right. Good. Yeah, a little levity here today. Back to the Saturday special. 11:45, 15 minutes remain, and we got a bunch of commercials and at least three people on the phone here waiting. Gene and Salinas, you're on the air. Welcome to KSCO.
Hi, Z.
Hi.
She's your mother, but I love her.
Yeah.
I'd wait a little longer for that, okay?
Okay.
Listen, you'll have it on again because I got to record that.
Okay.
Listen, on the medical, I would like to call you because I'm associated with an organization that has a very, very reasonable, and we call it medical expense, okay?
Sure, good. That's
and,
great.
So if you and I can get together, I can call either Rosemary, you, or something, and I will get a hold of him, and maybe we can have a program in June sometime.
Quite possibly. Always interested in things.
Yeah, I'm going to convention next week, and he'll be there, and I will contact him.
Great.
And then maybe we can set up something.
Okay.
So I understand the insurance. They're picking on my doctor again, which is Dr. Wallach. You and I know each other.
We do?
Oh, yes. We sat in the chair over in, it's going back pretty close to 10 years now.
Jeez.
And we were sitting at the Hyatt when the reorganization was going on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, still not sure which gene you are, but you'll tell me if you want to here. Or either on the air or off.
We met a couple. Well, during that time, we met two or three times.
Uh-huh.
But I'm a nice, laid-back guy, you know.
Those are the wild
But if you
days.
Saw me, you'd know me.
Okay.
And So that takes care of that situation. And as far as picking on my doctor, within the last couple of years, I've been under the care of no less than 5 to 6 doctors.
Uh-huh. Medical doctors.
MDs.
Uh-huh.
They performed a little surgery on me.
Uh-huh.
And they're very surprised I'm still surviving, but it was the doctors who helped me survive, okay?
Sure.
And so when I hear all these people, and I'm only where I am right now, I'm feeling great, and if I would have continued with those prescriptions, believe me, I would be dead.
Yeah, I believe it.
And this is not. Go ahead.
That's all most of the medical profession knows, because they haven't received any training.
No, but
in nutrition or prevention, it's only you know, Band-Aid, treating the symptoms and not treating the cause.
Yeah, but what Dr. Wallach says is, and pharmacist Ben, who's the greatest, if you need surgery, don't be a fool.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was
because,
a surgery.
You know, the best nutritional supplements in the world aren't going to fix you if you need surgery.
And if you come to my house and you open my refrigerator, you will find many bottles, many little capsules of doctor's product.
Uh-huh.
And I'm in the health that I am only because, despite doctors who want to give me, continue all the insanity, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, listen, so I'm going to leave you at that, but let's see if we can get this. Got a wonderful medical.
I understand. We got to move on, Gene.
You go ahead. Get the next guy. Listen, I will contact you.
Great. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
MZ@KSCO.com is the best way, through email. Peter in Monterey, thanks for waiting. You're on the KSCO Saturday special.
Yeah, my name is Pete in Monterey.
Oh, Pete, okay.
Okay. I listen to your program, all programs, all the time. But
uh-huh.
I found this one today on healthcare very interesting. I want to give you real quick where I'm at and give you what it cost me. I feel I'm overinsured, but that's okay.
Okay.
I'm on my wife and I are both on Medicare, A and B.
Okay.
We both are on TRICARE since I'm retired military.
Okay.
And I'm also eligible under VA, and so that's number one. But we have some additional insurance, and I wouldn't call it supplemental. I rather call it additional. I have a cancer and heart policy and an emergency wound policy, which pays up to $30,000. If I do not use it, and we just reached the age where we didn't use it, they will return every bit of premium we haven't used. And I just got a check for $7,200.
That's now, good.
Yeah, that's real fine. And then, you know, I got another one with AARP. All they pay is $50 a day in the hospital. And there's another one, the Military Officers Association. They pay the first 15 days in the hospital, $300 a day. The next 15 days, $600 a day. And 45 days or more, $1,000 a day. And they also pay you $100 for recuperation fees, i.e. you're discharged and you're at home and you need some assistance there. So I totaled all these things up, what I pay a year, and I'm not so sure I even need them all.
Uh-huh.
But my total expense for medical insurance is $1,900 a year, total. For these additional.
Okay, now you're past 65, and I think there's a break for all of us, you know, if we make it to 65.
I am, and my wife both are 75.
Uh-huh.
And we also have done one other thing, because medical expenses go completely out of sight.
Right.
We have both got, well, we have a family trust, and we both signed, notarized, et cetera, et cetera, that if we are determined to be terminal by a doctor once we're in a hospital, we have both signed the permission, not only permission, but the request to pull the plug.
Right. Okay, you're talking about a durable power of attorney, right? So, yeah, that's very important. In fact, we need to do a whole show on that. Peter, I hate to move on because I want to hear more about what you have to say, but we have some commercials to play, and we got to get our good friend Richard in Watsonville on the air. So thanks very much for calling the Saturday special. Richard, you're on.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Caught me off guard, man.
Yeah. Scurvy. Well, we can play some commercials and come back to you. Is that okay?
Go for it.
Okay, good. Stand by here. Yeah, because we got to get all these commercials played here. Okay, here.
Wars doesn't have to mean roughing it, especially.
You know what? We have to play it right here.
Spending time in the great outdoors doesn't have to mean roughing it, especially when you have the latest camping gear from Outdoor World. A lightweight, ultra-comfortable sleeping pad, a weather-resistant tent, or a cozy, warm sleeping bag will make spending time in the great outdoors, well, great. Outdoor World has the latest gear for camping, hunting, or fishing. Check out the new drip coffee maker from Coleman, designed to fit on camp stoves, or the cool and sturdy stainless steel Coleman ice chests. You'll also find camp cookware, cots, lanterns, and accessories. Going fishing? Check out Outdoor World's selection of fishing poles, waders, boots, and tackle boxes. And duck hunters will love Outdoor World's selection of hunting rifles, ammo, gun safes, and camo clothing. With so much gear in one place, you're bound to find what you're looking for, and maybe something a little extra, like time. Shop Outdoor World in Monterey on Fremont Street, on River Street in Santa Cruz, and on 41st Avenue in Capitola. Look for their ad in the Good Times in Monterey County Weekly. Outdoor World. We gear you for adventure.
Okay, next commercial here. Oh, for some reason the commercials aren't playing here. So, yeah, Jay, I need a little help. Yeah, for some reason they're just not playing. They're there, but they're not playing. So let's go to Richard here while we figure out what's going on. Richard, you're on.
Yeah, Mike, how you doing?
Good.
Long time no see.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, I think. Until you said something about scurvy, you can't say that vitamin C cures scurvy, huh?
No, you're not allowed to say that.
You ever got scurvy?
No.
I came close to it.
Yeah.
I don't know if vitamin C would have helped or not. I mean, I was doing a whole bunch of, you know, overdosing on papaya and guavas and stuff while I was down there. But I was also having to do a whole lot of salt tablets, you know?
Uh-huh.
It hits you in your knees first, and they lock up. It's an amazing feeling to get scurvy.
Right.
I was down in Samoa when it happened.
God, you have had so many things happen to you, Richard, in Watsonville.
Yeah. The only thing is, I wish I was back out there so I could really check some of this stuff out.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Because, well,
I don't know, Mike. There's some things, like you get venereal disease or infections.
Uh-huh.
Nutrition ain't going to help that.
That's exactly
you
right.
Antibiotics you need, real quick.
That's right. That's right. And no one says that antibiotics are bad.
You get bit in the wrong area by a rattlesnake.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, you need an anti-venom for sure.
An anti-venom, right.
Right. Hey, Richard, we got to move because now we've got the commercials playing. But thanks for calling. Always
Take
great
care.
To hear from you. Hang in there. There's Richard and Watsonville. Now, here's the commercials here, okay?
Are forever at Gembroker's Diamond Days.
Gary, are diamonds really forever?
Diamonds are about as close as we can get to forever, Gina. In fact, diamonds are the hardest natural substance known to man. And a gift of a diamond lasts, well, forever.
Great. Tell us about Diamond Days at Gembrokers.
Friday and Saturday, May 19th and 20th, Gembrokers is offering a spectacular selection of loose diamonds and diamond jewelry. And Gina, these diamonds are truly dazzling.
Sounds like the perfect opportunity to find the perfect diamond.
Absolutely. You select the diamond and Gembrokers will help you or your loved one design the perfect custom setting. And here's the best part, Gina. Gembrokers Diamond Days will feature high quality diamonds for every budget. Shoppers won't have to spend a fortune for the diamond of their choice.
Wow, totally unique and lasting forever? The perfect gift.
Friday and Saturday, the 19th and 20th, it's Gembrokers Diamond Days, 129 South River Street, Santa Cruz. Hurry for best selection.
Hi, I'm Dr. Guy Peabody. If fear is preventing you from seeing the dentist, listen to how we've helped others with sedation dentistry.
Hi, I'm Evans and I'm a retired roofer.
When I was younger, I had a problem with my teeth. There would be intense pain and agony. It just really hurt a whole lot. It was approximately 20 years between dental visits, and I had to go once because I'd actually broken a tooth. Dr. Peabody checked my teeth, and he told me what was going to go on. And the day before the procedures take place, I received from him a pill to take when I first got up in the morning. I went to the office. They gave me one more in the office. Took away the trepidation and stomach-churning nausea that you get when you have to actually go to the dentist. Thanks to Dr. Peabody, the angst is gone.
We've helped hundreds of people wake up to a beautiful smile. Let us help you, too.
Call Dr. Guy Peabody at 457-0343. That's 831-457-0343. Find Dr. Peabody's sedation dentistry on the web at drpeabody.com or in the Yellow Pages. You, too, can wake up to a beautiful smile.
I have a job to be done. It may not seem like a big job to some, but I built this business from the ground up. It's a big deal to me. That's why I went with Granite Construction for my parking lot, retaining walls, and site development. They delivered value and got the work done on time and on budget. That's covering my bottom line.
We have a job to be done. This is our home, and we wanted quality workmanship. We're talking curb appeal. It has to be beautiful. Professional and friendly expertise was what we got from Granite Construction. They've got the people and resources, and they got our job done right away.
This big project at work is important and a big reflection on me. I can't lay awake at night wondering how this job will go, so I called Granite Construction. Granite's people are backed by a culture of workmanship, safety, and quality that I just trust. And they have their own local sources for materials. Take no chances. Go with the best. That's my motto. That's project peace of mind.
Call 1-800-GRANITE. What can Granite build for you?
As the healthcare industry has changed dramatically, people have come to the realization that they are now responsible for their own health. The complementary health movement is now a multi-billion dollar industry and is growing at a remarkable pace. This is Connie Reeder. For over 6 years, I've been a distributor for American Longevity, now Youngevity. Great new name, same great products. With Youngevity products, you can take charge of your health. By starting a Youngevity home business, you can have a fun way to get your products free or make extra money. How would you like to earn an extra $100 a month, $100 a week, or $100 a day? Just like there are no silver bullets or magic potions for your health, there are very few winning lottery tickets out there for us to win. Millions of people have realized that they can run their own business from their home, which can make life pretty meaningful. Does that sound good to you? Are you ready to become part of the complementary health movement? Join me, Connie Reeder, and the rest of the Youngevity team for one of our info nights or training meetings. For times in Santa Cruz area, call Kirk at 831-335-1108. In the Salinas Monterey area, call Connie at 831-422-3400. Bring a friend.
Hey, Jay, thanks a lot for helping us here on the Saturday special. That's the end of the show, and I'm going to play the proof that it's the end, okay? Wait a minute. Wait, that's not right. No, it says show close. That's the
that's all, folks.
KSCO Santa Cruz. Here's Fox News in progress.
He's been treated and released from a local hospital. In other news this hour, going to the polls today in New Orleans, the mayoral race that has the nation's attention.
It's almost over. Today, New Orleans residents will vote in a new mayor to lead the city through a crucial rebuilding period. Incumbent Mayor Ray Nagin faces off against Lieutenant Governor Mitch Landrieu. The candidates are very different. Nagin is often called laid back yet impulsive. Landrieu's reputation is intense and practice. Whoever wins tonight will have a big task ahead. Only half the city's population is back, and several neighborhoods are still uninhabited. In New Orleans, Kim McIntyre, Fox News Radio.
There's been another Columbine-like attack foiled. This time it happened in California. Investigators say two teens have been arrested before they could carry it out. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected, would you feel scared, proud, relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path? One that others might follow. Would you rather make your own way? Or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580. Or go to peacecorps.gov.
Well, we're just hours away from the 131st running of the Preakness. Well, Fox News Radio's Chris Barnes is there live with the details. Chris?
Allison, we're having a great time here. It's a great day for a horse race. The state that has such a proud history when it comes to thoroughbred racing is blessed by perfect conditions today for the Preakness. Mid-70s, it's sunny with just a few clouds, and that's good for, well, the general admission infield dwellers. They're known to turn the day into a reenactment of Woodstock. Lots of bare skin, so they like a few clouds here and there. And up here where the folks are actually following the action on the track, there's excitement about Barbaro in the biggest race of the day, maybe poised to win the second leg of the Sports Triple Crown. We'll let you know in about 3 hours. At Pimlico Racetrack in Baltimore, Maryland, Chris Barnes, Fox News Radio.
Sounds like a lot of fun, Chris. Thanks so much. Well, there's a new cabinet that's been unveiled in Iraq, but our ambassador there says it's still not a silver bullet that will allow our troops to come home.
Even with the formation of this unity government, tremendous challenges still lay ahead.
Meantime, at least 31 people were killed today in attacks around Iraq. The largest happened in Baghdad, where 10 people were killed and dozens wounded by a bomb hidden in a paper bag. Immigration, the topic of President Bush's radio address earlier today. He's urging Congress to find a middle ground on how to deal with 12 million illegal immigrants here in the U.S. His radio speech marking the third time he's spoken out on this issue this week alone.
An appreciation of our history, respect for our flag, and the ability to speak and write in English.
California Congressman Mike Honda delivered the Democratic response today.
I witnessed firsthand what anti-immigrant rhetoric could truly mean, left unchecked.
Our top story right now, an attack in the Gaza City. I'm Allison Slater, Fox News Radio.
www.kseo.com.
And you're listening to KSEO AM 30. It's 5 minutes past noon, and I'm Jay Cruz with a look at your forecast for today. Or tonight, rather. Calls are mostly cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms. Southwest winds at 8 miles per hour with lows around 52. Sunday, thunderstorms. South winds around 14 miles per hour with highs around 63. Sunday night, thunderstorms. Southwest winds at 7 miles per hour with lows around 51. Monday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms. South wind at 10 miles per hour with highs around 65. Monday night, partly cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms with lows around 52. And Tuesday, partly cloudy with a chance of rain showers. The probability of measurable precipitation at 30% with highs around 65. Stay tuned to KSCO AM 1084. Perspectives. Stick around.